it ain't got me.
Can everybody hear the music? Yes.
It's going in and out for me.
It's going in and out. Yep, let's fix that up. Is that better?
Yeah, it's better. Look at his face.
Look at his face.
Talk to him, talk to him.
Start rolling, Jason.
Oh, we've been rolling. I got all
look
that.
At his face.
Well, make sure you clip that.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. Here, go ahead and put that.
Is this your song? This is the one? This is the one.
No, it's not.
No?
I just like this song.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, we're good.
We're good?
Yeah, no, we're good.
That should be enough.
I got to pause it real quick because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from the briefest hiatus we've ever taken.
Man,
like,
it wasn't even a hiatus.
We got, what, a week
no
off?
Break. Yeah. Like I said, we back. I said,
we took a week off and said, we ended season 3 literally last week and said, yeah. We're back.
Now they called a pizza party and said, yeah, we back. No, we got to get back.
I threw an office pizza party, said, get your asses back out there. You know what I'm saying? We got to get back to work. Welcome to another season, a brand new season of Talk to Me Nice. Ain't nothing changed, really.
But a date.
Same host, same style. Same Ched,
same
you know Ched. Say, same, you know what I'm saying? Different day, you already know. We here for a special Valentine's Day episode, so if you're seeing this, make sure you hug up on your boo thing, and if you don't have one, I'm sorry. Like,
damn.
You didn't get the kiss at 12:01 on New Year's
Eve.
Yeah. She ain't being a Valentine either, dog.
That's
like,
tough.
You're cooked.
That's tough.
You're cooked.
That's tough.
You're cooked. I'm sorry.
Hey, but guess what?
2026 is your year. 2026. Yeah.
Neither do we, so it's okay.
You know what I'm saying? Neither do we. But hey, you saving money this year. No chocolate, no flowers, no
that's
dates.
That's it. Talk to him.
Saving I'm money. Dead. Put that in your budget. Get yourself something to eat. But hey. If you're feeling the vibe still, make sure you go like and subscribe still. You know what I'm saying? We on YouTube. Make sure you hit that follow button on TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you hit that notify bell on YouTube so you can be notified whenever we drop a new episode. I think we're going to go for maybe like 20 this season. You know what I'm saying?
A little 20 piece.
I guarantee you, for all you Ched fans out there, Ched going to be on quite a bit of those episodes. So,
make sure
you tune in if you're stepping with Ched. So this episode is dropping on Valentine's Day. Something else is dropping on Valentine's Day.
What else?
Ched, what's dropping on Valentine's Day?
I don't know if I want to tell him. Do we tell him right now?
I think we give him a little. Give him a little smidge. Like, don't put the butter in the pan. Just see if it's hot.
We got some cooking up for real with the homie Jason.
Oh, yes, sir.
And a little surprise feature that a lot of people may not even would have thought about it for real ski, but I made it happen because I'm just him. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if that was English.
This is a feature that only Ched can secure. I promise you guys that. But.
Nah, he definitely stuttered, but he played through it.
I don't do nothing. That's how I talk.
Rolling his R's.
There's a song called My Way Coming featuring the homie Jason and the surprise feature. A lot of people know, but if you don't know, surprise feature dropping on Valentine's Day.
And I heard he got bars, and they're kind of scary. I'm the Jet. Call me Jason Terry. All right, anyway.
Oh my God.
It's your boy,
with that
Mally
sweater,
K.
You're looking like a strawberry.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so every episode, Chad's attacking me.
Okay. Yeah.
Every single one is like, I look like the Target symbol. That's what it is.
That's crazy.
That's what it
That's
is.
Crazy.
And I'm wearing red today. So it's your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MLL_KAY. You already know the vibes.
And it's your boy, Will, with the visuals. It is IAmWill_visuals. One more time, IAmWill_visuals.
Yes, sir. And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. I'm gonna piss you off.
Four seasons in, he's still doing that.
Still doing it.
It's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on social media.
Jason Jordan.
And back like he never left. You already know. All the way out in Austin, Texas. Keep Austin weird. Go ahead and introduce yourself one time for the one time.
I'm the guy with the three, and I'll tell him out. Ched is my name. I go by the Cheddar Pepper. You can find me on.
Why do you sound unsure?
TikTok. I don't know how long TikTok. I don't know how long TikTok is gonna be around, but you can find me on TikTok. CH3D_KWITB, and that stands for. No, time out.
Fire.
The E's a three.
Bitch.
Thank you. somebody had to say it. So we got a, we got a lot of fun going on for this episode. We have two other special guests that will be joining us in the form of Taylor and Linda. They'll be brought up in quite a second. I wish they were up here for this first segment. Oh look, Linda's here. Look, are we letting them up for this first
ladies.
Segment?
Wait, before we let them up, Jason.
What's up?
Let the people know how often are we dropping this season.
Did we confirm this?
Did we? Should we huddle real quick?
I don't know. It's a new season. I didn't think about it.
We went from
dropping every month to every 2 weeks to every week. Now we're dropping every day.
Nah, chill out. chill out. Son.
Twice a week.
Oh my gosh. But look, we are dropping every single week.
I thought he was gonna say month. Damn. All right, well,
nah, say it.
Every single week.
We're gonna keep this going. Let's do it.
All right, so Lane, let's get it started.
All right.
I'm gonna start with the first segment, which is what is one song that gets you in that mood? You know what I'm saying? It's Valentine's Day.
Mm.
What's that one song? Ooh. And if Tay and Linda, if you guys are ready, you can request and we'll let you on up.
Ooh, who's going first?
I think Jason should go first.
Oh, you saw me stretch and you said, yeah, he got it.
Yeah.
Right. He had it.
You got me. All right. Mine is going to be.
No, you just
got
to play it. Don't even let
us.
Oh,
my fault, Pam.
Just play
it. My fault, Pam.
Just play it.
My fault.
Don't even let us
know.
That's me.
Hey, Tay.
That's me.
What it do?
Okay.
That's a fire intro. What it do? This is mine right here. This is my song.
Hold up. Before you play, Tay, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself one time for the one time. Drop your socials, please.
Oh, I don't even know my socials. I'm sorry. I don't.
Get her media training, please.
Yeah, she needs media training.
Chad.
Also, she does have COVID right now. She doesn't really sound like this gentleman, so just bear with her.
She is sick.
Oh, she had the bed.
Oh, and welcome, Linda. Welcome up. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself one time for the one time?
Hello, motherfuckers.
Okay.
I'm Linda. Listen, Linda. You know. And that's it.
Mm. Oh, my. I'm scared for this episode. I'm scared for this episode.
And you can follow Tay on TikTok at TayBBY97. There you go, Tay. See, I got you. And you can follow you can follow Linda at Listen Linda, you know. Emphasis on listen, because she don't do it.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Wow.
Wow. She said okay.
So yeah, but getting right into it, guys. When Jason plays his song, make sure you guys just think of the song that you guys want to play and we'll play it for you. What is one song? Let me ask again. What is one song that gets you in the mood? It's Valentine's Day. What gets you in that sexy mood? Mm. Go ahead, Jason.
This right here.
It better not be some bullshit. I already knew it was.
What?
Why is it so slow?
Wait for it.
Is this Chris Brown?
It is.
Okay. All right, Jason, show me how you jumping into the bed like this. Let me stop. That's insane. You know this planchette on Chad love Chris Brown. W Chad hoodie.
Man, I love this song. This song is hard.
Facts.
All right, Chad, what's your song?
That's crazy, because I also went for a Chris Brown song.
Hey, man. Did you? What song is it?
Beg For It.
Damn. Mm. That whole album.
Mm. No, I'm saying.
I had it.
Yeah.
I had
this,
it.
As soon as...
Oh, my.
Yeah, my oh, my.
Oh, my.
If you want to get freaky with Chad, this song is definitely, like, top three that's being played.
For anybody that's listening, Chad's single... So is Will. So is Jason. Alright, Chess, show me how you jumping on that futon.
I think he's gonna do it. I think he's gonna jump.
That's the thing about me, Sa. I don't fuck, I make love.
Mm. You had to put that out there. Valentine's Day, people.
Shut me the fuck up.
Just like this song says.
All right, what about you, Tay? What song gets you in the mood? And I swear to God, if it's country.
No. Play the way where it's like, lick my pussy and
oh
my crank.
Oh my God.
That gets you in the mood?
That gets you in the mood.
You gotta do it.
Oh my God.
She said, first you gotta put your...
Like this? This is the song that puts you in the mood.
Yeah.
We listen and we don't judge.
We listen and we do not judge.
Yeah. I'm
gyrating. We getting canceled. Let me stop.
I'm gyrating.
Episode one is
first episode, baby.
Episode one. Episode one, people.
Episode one, we gyrate.
I'm gyrating. That's crazy. Linda, what song do you play?
Oh boy.
Linda got a whole playlist. She be singing in the Discord, so let me know.
I would say it is a Chris Brown song.
Hey,
Chris
Breezy.
Brown. Which one? It's a lot of them.
Strip For Me.
Strip For Me.
It's a good one. Good choice.
Is it just Strip?
It's just
no.
Yeah, it's just Strip.
It's just Strip.
No, there's another one called Strip For Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it new? I'm not ready.
Take it off. I wanna love you. I still love this song too.
There is no Strip For Me.
I wanna see what's up on me. Then back it up. Beep, beep, like a truck.
This song gets you in the mood, Linda? Oh.
I just wanna see you strip.
This is Jimmy. This is Jimmy. This is Jimmy. Yep. That's Jimmy.
Yeah.
What?
Fire. Let a man start fire. Saying that to me.
In the
I'm
club
get
with
naked.
A pocket full of ones.
I'm sorry, what?
She said immediately.
She said, close off. All right, Will.
What's your choice?
Bro, Linda's easy. You just got to hit it with some Spanish.
Oh. Mm.
That ass. Don't
what's
do it.
What's your pig, Will?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I took it back.
I knew he was going old school.
Come on
with
now.
It.
You got to go to old school, man.
I was very
Will's
soul.
Such an old soul, bro.
He's an old soul.
He said none of them new music.
None of them new
yeah.
music, man.
I don't do it. I don't do it for me.
Get the fuck. We'll get Roman to sing.
Look at that.
Crazy.
Damn. Okay, bet. Already horny.
Oh my gosh.
Come on now.
Hey, y'all know that those aren't the real lyrics, right?
What's the real lyrics?
He doesn't say fucking rubber tussin. Y'all know that, right?
What does he say?
What is he talking about?
He says fucking rubbing touching.
Yeah.
Who said Robitussin?
People thought he said Robitussin.
Who said Robitussin?
I thought that.
I said it just now.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I used to say that for real. No, when I used to think words were something, I just made up my own shit.
Oh, I said a T-Pain. What's that T-Pain line? Oh. He had a whole.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. Was that?
I could put you in a mansion. No,
he said it was somewhere in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Will. He said
I know you're talking about. Yeah. The same thing with the fine two and five two.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
She's 5'2". She's 5'2".
I thought that song said cotton candy and not flowers and candy.
And then
you got a song candy.
Same thing with Fetty Wap, and I got this soda. And they think I got this soda. This is my song.
Also another old, oldie.
He breathing the mic like that. What you doing?
That
everybody listen to Come Out and Play by Mally. You know I'm coming over right. In that intro.
You know I'm coming over.
That's what it is.
I played that in Chad's ear.
Yeah.
He did not like that song, bro. He did not like that song.
Oh my gosh.
Be ready. Hey, where that 60 thing I like. Uh-huh.
What time is it?
Yeah, I'll pick it some good ones.
On the dot, I'm on my drop top in the streets.
What you did though?
Gotta make Usher show.
What you did though?
I gotta find
Chet. I pull up.
And it was serious. Special shout out to the homie Che on Zan.
Oh, Black.
If you need, if you don't have a song that gets you in that mood, just throw this on the speakers one time for the one time while she's getting ready. When she say I need to freshen up, throw this on in the background. Get the Red Bull and the Bex. Honey out.
The what?
The honey pack?
All I'm saying.
Red Bull.
If you're in a hotel, call room service. You need honey and some Red Bull.
Honey pack.
Facts. Say, some hotels do come with a little intimacy kit.
The what?
The intimacy
kit
comes with a condom, some lube.
That Red
they
Bull
is real. Condom, a Red Bull.
It comes with two condoms and some lube.
If I worked there, I'd poke holes in the condom.
That's wild.
You're a menace to society.
That's wild. That's
wild. Well, she's
from Florida. Evil laugh.
She is from Florida.
Oh my God. We gonna call her the sword.
I just want to butter you up like a slice of Wonder Bread.
Everybody has to have one.
Easy, White Chocolate.
Easy there, White Chocolate.
But you didn't. Tay, did you use a condom when you were having sex?
Jesus.
Hell no.
Okay.
So why do the people who use condoms gotta suffer?
You know what I'm saying. They trying to be safe. You out here trying to ruin their life.
Oh, I have to tell y'all a condom story. Listen, I was doing it. And I forget my coochie gripped the condom off. It was inside of me. I had to pull it out.
What episode is this?
Will's face. Will, y'all, all I saw was thoughts. Be like,
just so you know, it is season 4.
That shit, that gorilla group.
It is season 4. But just so you know, anything that you say on this podcast will be on TikTok. You will be on Instagram.
You think he's scared? Wait a minute.
Nah, that's you must be scared. That's why you ain't got your camera on.
Just want to, just warning.
I didn't know if I was allowed to smoke.
I
was smoking. Not that smoke.
Will said, what was her TikTok again?
Well, why are you adding her on TikTok right now?
Definitely not.
You said Tay BBY 97.
Definitely not.
All right, we'll get into our next game. Go ahead, Will.
Which one? I didn't know which one we wanted to start.
We'll do blind ranking.
Blind ranking. All right, let's do it.
I got him confused over there. He lost.
Uh-oh. Oh no, I'm fine. But blind ranking is
So
the blind ranking game is basically I'm going to give you guys a, I guess you say, scenario in this episode, and you guys are gonna have to blindly rank it from 1 to 5. So this one is called Valentine's Day dates. The first one is a picnic in the park. So you have to blindly rank it from 1 to 5. A picnic.
Oh, wow. I think
the
that's
park.
A solid 3.
Now, remember, this is for Valentine's Day, so it will be Valentine's Day weather.
Oh, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Oh, well, five. I could be in Miami, you know. Though. Like, true. You could be. In Florida,
we're in Jersey right now, so five.
I mean, if you want to say you in Florida, hey, whatever you want to do. If you want to fly your girl out to Florida with you, you want to go, you know.
That sounds like Maui. So broke. Five.
That sounds like Maui.
If you're flying out for a picnic, nigga, you know.
You got shit confused.
You got bread.
Hey, I'm fine with a five.
I'm fine with five. I live in a cold weather state.
Because also, I've never been on a picnic date. That's...
To be honest, I'm fine with five. Because sitting basic. On the ground kind of hurt after a while.
I give it a two. I don't want to go where the fucking hobo's at.
No, huh? Tay.
No,
Tay,
you got to
rip. It's one for the best, five for the worst.
Oh, one. Oh, five.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say five, too. Tay,
there's going to... Tay, but, we're ranking them on a list of one to five. There's gonna be five different scenarios, and we're blind ranking them.
Jesus.
Oh shit, Jesus. My bad. I did not listen. My dog's short. I hope I can.
Linda, you said five.
Yes.
So we all agree five.
So we all agree five.
All right, next one.
All right, the next one is a trip to a fancy restaurant.
How fancy are we talking?
Five star.
Fancy is wherever your mind goes in fancy. That's where it's at.
He'll put that at four.
Are we talking Salt Bay off the elbow? Fancy?
Yeah, we're not going there.
Not for Mally.
Not for Mally.
You know, he's not eating off a guy's crack of his ass.
Let's be real. I'm probably gonna order chicken nuggets anyways.
Oh, you a real one?
Simple girl. Okay.
Oh, you a real one?
I'll throw.
So is that
hell
no.
Bitch, you better order steak and fucking
two.
That's a two.
Remember, there's. Three more places that could be fucking.
I would have been fine putting it at three. I feel like that's just like a normal standard.
Three solid, yeah.
I think three basic. Solid.
Okay, three.
Right. Three solid.
I'm good with a three.
Ladies were good with three.
No.
Yeah, three. I don't care what I eat.
Dude. I'm gonna put it at four.
I'll use my food stamps and go buy food for us to eat. Fuck that.
Okay.
Okay.
Will, yo, gotta get through the episode. So.
All right, we're looking at you. We go to the next one, man. Oh, the next one is the next one is a cozy night in with takeout and Netflix.
I like that.
I like that
too.
I'm down for that.
That's the one for me. Honestly.
That's a one.
Are we getting old?
That's a one for me. I don't got to go nowhere.
I got to go. Worry about nobody
else.
They
bringing food to me? Yeah, that's a one for me.
A one? Okay.
Netflix and we chilling? Yeah, so we not watching.
So we got two and four left.
Are you
two
still watching?
And I'm wearing no panties.
All right. Oh, so shit. We only got two and four left.
Yep, two and four
two
left.
Two and four left.
With no panties. All right. So the next one is a getaway weekend to a cabin.
To a cabin?
To a cabin.
Yeah, I would have put that
two.
As one.
I'll put that at two.
I'm gonna put that as two. Two.
Yeah, it's gonna be two.
Okay.
That'll be my one though.
I'll put that at
easy
two.
Easy two.
All right, the last one, which is number four, going to amusement.
It's a three
park.
For me.
Yeah, four. What the fuck?
I ain't
going
three.
To amusement
I'm so
park.
Glad I put the fancy dinner at four. I'm down for the amusement park.
I'm not
that's
going
a three.
I like amusement park. It's cold outside.
Well, it's cold.
Well, that's the same. That's the same argument for the picnic. So. Uh huh. I'm going to no damn amusement park. What I look like screaming on a roller coaster?
Food is just too expensive.
Oh my God.
Like, what I look like? Like, what I look like?
Scaredy. Right.
Yeah. What I look like? When, like, we at the amusement park. When's the fun stuff happen? Like, what? Like, we doing it on
Mitch
the roller coaster?
Got
like,
tater tots
what
at home.
Ferris wheel. Ferris wheel.
We got amusement at home. That's funny.
Ferris wheel.
Hear
Ferris
me out, though. Wheel. Hear me out, though.
That's a pretty solid list, though.
That's a solid list. I like that. All right, I'm hearing you out.
We're you listening. Never like did no freaky shit at an amusement park?
No, because I've always been.
No, I was a kid.
Been a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's so no, I was a kid.
No, I was a kid.
You're only going as a child.
Yeah, no, I go to amusement park to ride the rides.
Yeah,
I go to ride.
I be riding rides too.
Yeah, I knew you was gonna say. I knew y'all. I knew.
Y'all
was
nice
set
up. That was a setup.
That
was
a low hanging fruit. That was a low hanging fruit.
But how you do anything freaky if you literally get strapped in?
Go to the amusement park with me and I'll show you.
And I don't know if I can get a hard on going on a fucking roller coaster. I'm not gonna be horny. I'm gonna be fucking scared.
Be
what
terrified.
If he bumps her titties out? You know, and they're just walking around in the wind.
That shit's gonna make me. That's just gonna make me laugh. That's gonna make me laugh more than horny. That shit's flying around.
What about what? What makes you think that looks sexy?
Yo.
I just look to my right. They just flopping around.
And she's just laughing.
She laughing? We're doing wind, the slingshot.
The wind is hitting her face. So like the tears are going back.
And the titties going back at the same time. It's crazy.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Next game. Oh my gosh.
All right.
The ride next... the kitty rides then.
Oh my God.
On the kitty rides? Oh,
lock oh her baby. Right.
Lock her she up. Said
it. And them spinning cups? I'll do the spinning cups. Like
spinning them shit. Like,
hey, you could probably get
it. There's that one kid that you looking at like, don't do it. Don't do it. Oh my God.
I was him. I swear to God.
That one kid.
Just going.
I swear.
Calm down.
You know, I never thought about it. I bet bitches was sucking things in the spinny cup. Mm.
I don't think
I'm
going
to go on the Ferris wheel. I'm going to rock it.
Jesus.
Yeah, you just see that one Ferris cart.
Yeah, you're going to be in the bunker.
Yeah, going back and forth. I think we need to stop this ride.
Yeah, bring them down.
Bring them down. Them right there. Jesus.
Wow. All
right, Will.
All right, the next one is romantic songs. So same way, blind ranking. You're just going to tell me where you rank it from 1 to 5.
Cool.
This is the first song.
I will not give you up.
1 to 5.
It's more like a wedding song.
Corny is it. Just kiss me slow.
Five. Linda said 5. What did Tay say?
So
if you played that song for me, I would laugh at your ass.
Look, wow. I have a very negative connection to this song.
Okay. Ooh, flashback.
Oh wow. That's where we've been. Are we bringing up bad memories? No, I'm sorry.
This was my dad's wedding song.
Okay. That's what it says. More of a wedding song
ex-wife.
Than a
wife.
I mean, what are you doing at weddings? Loving. So same thing.
You lovey you dovey. So? Grosses me out.
So, I can't get
so
we're
putting that 5.
Five.
I'm gonna put it on a 6, so it's not on the list.
All right.
I'm dancing in the dark. My love, there's only you.
They gonna put this at 4.
I'm glad.
He said, "I'm glad."
I'm glad. Yeah. It's crazy. It's gotta be 4. It's gotta be 4.
It gotta be 4.
Yeah, it's a little too lovey-dovey. I wouldn't play this song.
Okay. All right, 4. Cool. So 4.
Are you saying you're a very lovey-dovey guy? Mm. Yeah, I'm down with a 4. I haven't heard this song in a while.
Shut up, Chet.
I couldn't even hear what they were saying because they was taking so long to sing that shit.
The intro too long.
Yeah, intro is too long.
That shit said, I. 20 minutes
that's
later.
That's how you know the song old as hell.
That shit said, I. And then 20 minutes later,
I love
that's
this
a classic.
Song.
Yeah, it's a classic. I'll put this at 2.
I can't stand
this song either.
I love this song.
What would I do without your smart mouth?
Uh huh.
Drawing me in and you kicking me out. Yeah. Got my head spinning. No kidding.
That nigga was in his back.
Down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater.
Why you ruining it like that?
That nigga dead.
Come on, dog.
He drowning.
Oh my God.
I'm good at 2 for that.
It's a 2? Okay. So
if there's something better than that, then cool. But for me, that's a 1.
Okay, 2.
These are all trash songs.
Dang. I'm down for a 2.
All right, 2.
I'll give it a 2 just because I'm scared of the next 2.
All right. Next one.
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, this is a good song.
I love this song. I'll put this at 1.
I'll put it at 1.
I like this song a lot.
It's a good song.
Okay, cool. So at 1, easy.
Chad wrote this song about me.
Me too.
Chad wrote this about me.
Wow. Oh,
I did not write
so we
this
got
song.
Number
my,
3 left.
My dad used to dedicate this song to his now ex-wife, and my mom found the emails with the links to the YouTube video.
When I see your face.
Your dad was going crazy.
Your dad was going crazy. He was cooking up.
So whenever my mom.
Your dad was in his bag.
He was showing up.
Mm-hmm.
The email just says it all.
After the divorce, whenever my mom would be mad at me, she would like get me mad, I would just play that song on blast in my room.
That's crazy.
If you don't turn that shit off, when I see you,
he should be laughing.
All right, last so one. Number three.
This is number one.
That's tough.
This number one.
That's tough, man. Hey. That's number three.
Can we switch it?
That's number three, dog.
Hey. Damn, one.
That should be one.
Like, I'll be fumbled.
Damn, this is a good song.
It is.
Yo, we got a Trell in the audience, y'all. A rare appearance. It's like catching a rare Pokemon.
Yeah, what's up, brother Trell?
All right.
Well, that's I thought it was still playing.
I thought it was still playing. I was waiting for it.
I was waiting for the loud bang.
Damn. I'm sorry, Whitney. RIP.
Wow. RIP for a real one.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Whitney.
That's a bad ranking.
We need some Aaliyah in here.
Ooh.
Is she a love song? Aaliyah? Does she sing love songs?
No. She did not.
She did.
Rock the boat.
Jesus.
Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby. Okay.
That's a classic.
That's my girl.
That's a classic.
She was fun.
You want to talk about it?
Hmm?
No.
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh,
okay.
On that note.
Moving on. Yeah, right?
Moving on. Okay,
crazy.
I don't know who she was talking to. Okay, crazy real quick.
What's next?
What's next, Will?
So next one is this or that. Basically, you're just going to either pick this or that.
So you can get with this or you can get with that.
Or you can get with this or you can get with that.
Or you can get with this or you can get with that. Or you can get with this because this is where it's at.
Come on. Doop, dop, dippity.
Is that really where it's at?
I hate when he does that.
That's my thing.
Okay. All right, the first one is teddy bear or flowers?
Teddy bear, because them flowers going to die.
Man. Flowers. I like flowers.
I love dead flowers because they're like my life.
Oh, wow. Next one, candy or chocolate?
Candy.
Because I'm allergic to chocolate.
Damn.
I like my man chocolate, but candy.
Okay. I don't know if that was a question.
All right. Next
Sorry.
One. Next one is give or receive?
Give.
Wait, receive what? What are we talking about here?
Gifts. Here. Get your minds out the gutters, man. Get your minds out the gutters, man. Y'all crazy.
Hard to tell you already.
Talking about
here. I quickly went.
He said give.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, what are we talking about? Yeah, give. Gifts?
Zoned out.
Gifts.
Sorry.
First
time, Jason.
Oh my gosh.
Either way.
Season 4.
Jason, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Gosh. Jason, we're here with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
Hey, I was there with it too.
Okay. I didn't ask.
Wow.
All right, bet.
Chill. I'm joking.
Chad,
I was joking. Chad, listen. You had one earlier on me. You had one. I was just taking the shot to make us equal. We're good now.
Y'all like the brothers that be hitting right, each other. Like, good. Nah, we good.
We good though. We good.
We're good, right? We're good. All right. Next one.
Next one is surprise date or planned date?
Surprise.
I like planned date.
I'm very spontaneous, honestly.
I would
say Trill saying raggedy and you playing, hell no.
Trill said planned.
I like planned so I can know what I'm wearing type shit.
I'm a plan, yeah. I'm okay. Planned.
Trill said plan not to be there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, planned.
Next one is romantic dinner or a movie night in.
Movie night in.
Yeah.
The romantic dinner can be.
Am I allowed to cook at this movie night in?
Mm.
Whatever you want, Chad.
Hey, yep. Because
movie night can be romantic
movie
dinner.
Movie night in. This way, it's just fuck up for at least 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Romantic dinner with candles and head. Amen.
That's the receiving that you were talking about.
That's
earlier.
The receiving, yeah.
I got it. Talking to him. That's okay. That's that receiving. I like that. Oh, and the last one is love letter or love song.
Love song. Get creative with it.
A love letter, because if you cannot fucking sing, I'm gonna laugh at your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Even if they tried their hardest,
I don't give a damn. If it's funny, I'ma laugh.
Damn.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you under my arms.
That's my shit.
I know that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got the shades to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me.
Why are we always quartetting?
Stop. For real, we cannot help ourselves.
That nigga said, you got the eyebrow.
He said, what? Why your eyebrows so high?
I'll figure it out. You need everyone's eyes just to be seen.
For our first conversational topic of the day, of the pod.
Oh, this is where you piss me off. Hold on.
No, it's not where I piss you off just yet. So how about you buckle in and enjoy the ride, okay? We're not there yet.
I've just been waiting for you to piss me off, Mally.
Oh, don't worry. It's coming because
you're
about to get cooked. We're going to have to put that clip in. God damn, I'm getting cooked. So for the first topic, do you guys think that it is more on the man or the woman to plan Valentine's Day?
To plan woman. Valentine's Day? Really?
I think it's on both.
I think it's the man's job to come home with a bouquet of flowers and a teddy bear, and it's the woman's job to plan the rest of the night.
I kind of agree and disagree with that. Like, I told my husband, I was like, nah, we could do it 50% off.
Sorry, that's my sister. She came out here.
Hello? Oh. Hello?
I thought it was I'm tripping. Like,
her voice changed.
I was like, how'd your voice just change?
I was like, my headphones broke.
I said, is there somebody in the apartment?
What was she saying?
What she
saying?
Cut her off. Yeah.
So me personally, unless it's a firearm, because we are about our Second Amendment rights in this house, I can wait until after Valentine's Day because I don't see the hype of spending $15 on a box of chocolate that tastes like trash when you could be doing that any other day.
Get some good chocolate.
Hey, hold on. What are their Ferrero Rochers?
I'm through and through my favorite game, but they're
saying, like, is it on you to plan Valentine's?
Oh no, it's definitely it's his job to pay for. It is my job to plan Valentine's Day.
So it's our job to pay for it. I think
women, if you have a man, I think as a woman, you should give your subtle hints of, hey, this is what, or even be real about it. Hey, for Valentine's, this is what I want. And as a man, knowing that, you should already be like, all right, on that Valentine's Day, this is what's going to happen.
Question, Chad, if she says, I don't want anything from Valentine's Day, what do you
That's
do?
That's a setup.
All right. Mm-hmm. Even setup. Better. But as, even if she says she wants something,
one at a time.
As a man, you know what your lady likes. You know, maybe she does need something. It doesn't have to be jewelry or something. Maybe she's trying to be a vlogger. Maybe she's trying to be a podcaster. Maybe get her a new mic or something to, like, upgrade her whatever she's trying to do. You know, something like that. Just a nice gesture. It doesn't have to be the typical flowers and chocolates, but, like, just a nice gift saying, hey, I do appreciate you and you are loved. And even though this day is fucking every fucking year and it's kind of a basic ass holiday, I still want you to feel appreciated.
Right. Okay, bars.
Adam got my husband last year got me a credit card to Ulta and said, now you can get makeup all year long. Don't worry about it.
And that's a W gift, right?
Yeah.
If chicken, you got it, then chocolate. Cool, do that. But if you don't, then an act of love is an act of love, regardless of what the day is.
Yeah, I think it's very helpful if I think it's very helpful if she gives subtle hints about if she wants to do something. If she gives subtle hints like, "Hey, I've been looking at this restaurant," or "Hey, like,
I want
to
know why
we'll try this."
Subtle hints.
But even if
when
she says, even if
attention.
She said, it helps you because it helps you like put things together. All the but if,
yeah,
if
but
she says,
like,
so "I don't want anything,"
husband,
then you know what she likes.
A subtle hint for some men is a Mack truck hitting them in the face. Other men
then,
pick up
then,
when like,
then
hey, I
do
really
better
want to
as a woman and leave
spot.
That man and go find better.
Yeah.
No,
Period.
My husband has told me that countless times. So my version of subtle is you leaving it on a, on top of the toilet seat saying, this is what I want to do. I need you to put it in front of my face.
I don't know what they're laughing at, Jen.
Yeah, maybe it's the chicken nuggets and chocolate with a flower in the back.
I don't know what they're laughing at.
Oh my God.
Who said that? That's Linda's love right there. She loves chicken nuggets.
Yo, I'm crying, dude.
That's crazy.
It's Chet, no.
Shut up, Chad.
Because Chet's house, you know, you gotta be subtle with it. You're like, maybe she what needs a, you know, she's a podcaster or a vlogger.
Oh. Deodorant.
If you slipped the deodorant, like, oh, I couldn't let it go.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you say that, yo? That was that Will and lost it.
Never know. You never know. But yeah, I think I think it's an even.
If Adam came home with Costco supply toilet paper and some dishwasher plugs.
Oh hell no.
I think it's even.
That's good. That's good work supply.
I think it is. I think it is even. I think it is even planning. I don't think it's more on the man or the woman. I think it's a team thing. Yeah.
I do too. I think it just depends on how your relationship operates.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I plan it. Both get each other. Period. That's it.
You said you should both get some, or both get each other something to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely.
What about you, Jason?
I think four times a year.
Regardless, you could come out your way to give someone some if you give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah. No, I agree. Because, like, at the bare minimum, you can go collect cans or go donate some plasma to get some money.
I'm not donating.
Where there's
plasma.
A will, there's a way.
That's doing too much.
Yeah, I'm not donating plasma. Do we?
If I'm that broke and I got a girlfriend, I'm coming back there and look, baby, I got a job application.
Yeah, I'm getting Tay a bouquet of job applications for Valentine's Day.
Motherfucker, don't do too much.
I'm getting Tay a bouquet of job applications for Valentine's Day. Shout out Tay.
I'm a finesser. That's my job. Okay, shush.
I'm a finesser. It's crazy.
Job title: finesser.
copy.
Scammer.
Do you need one?
She's a scammer.
Hey, I got a dollar for my homeless friend.
That's crazy. All
right, Will, you said we had another game before we get into the last topic.
Yeah, we got the last game. The last game is called Would You Lie for Love?
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Yes. So I'm going to give you guys a scenario, and you have to tell them if you would lie or if you're telling the truth. That's all.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
First scenario is your partner asks you, or your partner decides to make food. Your partner food is ass. Are you going to tell them? The question is, are you going to tell them that it's ass? Or are you going to be like, oh, it's great. I love it.
Am I going to eat it? No.
You have to eat it in front of him. So
we have to taste it first.
You gotta taste it.
Yeah, you gotta taste it.
You gotta taste it first.
That's the first part. You have to
smell it.
I'm
like, hold on. And I'm gonna
taste it if it tastes like
when that time, when that time, when that time.
I'm supposed to make it again.
Exactly. I'm not gonna, if I love you, I'm not about to spend the rest of my life eating some shit that I don't like. I'm gonna help you make it better.
Okay.
I eat spaghetti for you guys all the time.
You don't even know what he made.
Like, it don't matter.
They made you a special dinner. You haven't tasted it yet. How do you, are you going to tell them that
it's
bad?
And look, if it's trash, I'm going to tell you, hey, this is not it.
Okay.
We got to work on it.
Okay.
So, that's good. That's good.
Baby,
my body.
Making dinner, baby, this tastes like ass.
Oh.
Baby,
my body
I'm
will automatically tell you
tonight.
Wait, how does your body automatically tell you? Hold on. Wait.
Because I will gag instantly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He said,
there's no, yeah, there's no way of me holding it back.
Yeah, my face will tell it all.
I'm just gonna spit it out and be like, baby, this ain't it. Let's go get some other food.
Yeah, my face tells a lot, so I wouldn't be able to.
I lied.
Chet is picky. Like, what would you cook for Chet? Like,
this motherfucker,
you can cook me anything that don't have to do with
it.
Vegetables.
Literally hot Cheetos. That's what I would get Chet on a plate.
How old is Chet?
Chet said, I don't want a plate of steamed vegetables.
Like, twin some bacon and eggs. It's his style with every meal. Every meal he has is hot Cheetos.
Or hot fries.
I'm not a rabbit. I'm a beast.
I'm a beast? Okay.
He drinks energy drinks and eats.
Okay, you'll lie? Yeah. All right, cool.
Like,
cool.
Jason will lie. I'll sell it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's good. I'll do it like that. You know what I mean? Just to, you know, give it.
Okay. I'm glad we live in the same apartment, so when you do
and
do that,
gonna
I'm
going
to be like, oh, he capping. Oh, he capping. He capping. Oh, he capping.
Lying.
Why you lying?
Ted's nut would probably energize you how much energy drinks he's drinking.
Clip that, chat.
Will, what's the next one?
Why did it get silent? I thought this shit messed up.
Will, what's the next one?
Hey, yo, okay. It's only season one. It's only, my bad, only episode one. Oh my god. All right, next one is the next one is your partner surprises you with a gift, but you don't really like it. Are you gonna tell them that you hate it or what?
Did you save the receipt?
The receipt is not saved.
The receipt is not saved. Nope. Where's it depends on where it's from, because I might be able to exchange it.
Charity. I'll put it somewhere. I'm not lying. I'll put it somewhere. I'll lie.
It's the thought that counts.
Like if it's a shirt or a hoodie, like I'll wear it that one time, and then you'll never see me wear it again.
I'll wear it to sleep with her.
And I'll make up the excuse I don't want to ruin it.
Right.
Okay.
Now I'll wear it to sleep with them. That's just. It's gonna come off anyway. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Okay. All right.
What?
All right. So the next one is.
I like to sleep naked, bro.
Okay. Copy. All right. Copy.
Yep.
The world knows now.
Let's clip that one up too.
Oh, shit.
All right. Next one is your partner asks if you're happy in your relationship, but you are not. Are you going to tell them? Or are you? You know.
I'm definitely telling them. Truth, I'm telling them the truth.
I'm telling them the truth.
Okay.
If I'm angry. I'm gonna be there. I'm quick to leave.
Okay, you're just leaving. You're not telling them.
You gonna talk about it?
I'm gonna be like, I just ain't feeling this shit no more. Bye.
Oh, Jesus. She's like, bye.
That's why I got shot.
Oh, what?
It's not funny, but.
So we're gonna get to the last one real quick.
They think I'm ghetto for real.
Nah. I know. Nah.
We listen.
No.
We listen and we don't judge.
But nah, y'all motherfuckers judge. I watched y'all's other episode. Y'all safe judge. Space. Like a motherfucker.
No, we don't judge.
The safe space.
Nah, we
it's
don't
a safe
judge.
Space over here.
Taney's her own show.
All Taney's out, you know.
Tay and Chet are going to be the host of Talk to Me Naughty. Or Talk Naughty to Me.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go.
We got y'all. We got y'all. We will keep that good. Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, Trail said, baby, I'm happy, but how your friend doing?
That's crazy. Mm.
Jesus.
How your sister doing?
Well, speaking of that, actually,
where'd she go?
Actually brought up a good point right here. This is the last one, actually.
We lost Tay. Hold on.
Oh, where'd she go?
Let her up.
Disappeared.
Where's she at, though?
Technical difficulties.
Where's she at, though?
All right,
oh, my bad.
Back.
What happened?
All right. So the last one is your partner has a friend, and she asks you, do you think that she's attractive or he's attractive? Are you going to tell them the truth, which you think they are?
Hell no, I'm lying.
Nah, they ugly shit. Yeah,
what the hell that happened to me? Remember? Nah.
We lying around here. Nah, your friend ugly as shit. I'm sorry.
What a trouble.
Baby, you the best looking one out of your whole
friend
group.
Let your
friend
join us, crazy.
Yeah, you gotta lie.
I actually told my, I'll be like, you. That's the only friend that you got to look decent.
And Trail, that's why you finna get stabbed.
Oh my, look, if wow. I have my, if,
my gosh,
if I have my ideal partner, then yeah, we have that comfortability where we can say it, like, yeah, it's an attractive person.
Exactly. Like, you shouldn't have to lie because to make some, like, make them feel comfortable. If you have to do that, then they're insecure.
Okay.
Like, I'm gonna be like, I know my bitch look good. Like, if somebody tell me, oh, I know, and I know when one of my homegirls is ugly too. So,
I know they be knowing that shit, bro.
I know.
Hey, pretty bitches will always hang out with ugly girls or uglier girls than them,
of course,
so that they stand out more.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's cap.
I'm the ugly friend. Bad. So what does that mean?
And look who you're friends with, Tay.
No, you're
which one
not.
Of us the ugly friend?
If I could drop crazy. This mic.
Look at Mally trying to be sleek, talk about which one's the ugly one.
I didn't say anything.
I just told you.
I literally didn't say anything.
Twins.
I literally
we're
didn't say
ugly
anything. Didn't say anything. I'm glad y'all caught that.
Why can't my twins be ugly? I'm the ugly ones out of the twins.
All my niggas cute.
I'm a nigga's cute slut.
That means we eat the D good. Okay. You know, when we ugly, we
I don't
eat
see
the
how
good.
We jumped from A
I don't
to
get
Z.
The I don't get the correlation. Tay.
You know, I'm calling shenanigans on Tay. I think she's just horny.
oh my god.
All right, so we're gonna get into this. We're gonna get into this last topic. We're going to get into this last topic. I have a hot take, and that is staying at home and cooking and cleaning is not a full-time job.
Why are you running?
Why are you running now? Get back here.
She's talking smack, Maui. Maui.
Shit.
Where'd he go? Right there? Do you see him?
That boy's gone.
Yo.
That boy went to go hop in the whip.
You ran so fast.
He's some fast as fuck, boy. Children, are we just strictly talking taking care of the household?
All right, so what did you say?
Now we hear you.
Can you hear me?
Motherfucker.
Now I can hear you. What happened?
So are we talking about staying at home and taking care of kids or without kids? Like, how
without
far are we
kids.
Going into this?
We go into it. We could do it. We could do one kid. I mean, I'll give you one kid. That's it.
Wait, but how are you gonna
let's,
say?
Let's
what?
Start.
How are you
let's start with no
one
kids.
At a time, one at a time.
Let's start with no kids. Go.
Okay, well that can be Linda because she has no kids and I do. So Linda can do the no kids.
Okay.
Wait.
Linda.
She's muted.
She's muted. Yours, man. Yeah, Linda's muted because she don't want no smoke.
Oh. No, I just had to make sure that my sister wasn't going to start yelling and ranting and raving. We had to have a little chat for us for her to understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to first by saying it is a full-time job. When you come home and you have to do all of that stuff yourself and you have somebody that's there to do it, how is that not a job? Because there are let's put it in the perspective of this. You have nannies and cleaners for what? For what exactly? Raising kids and cleaning house, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't a full-time job, why would people need help to do it when they work full-time and they don't have the time to actually sit there and do those things?
Because they got the bread for it.
But that's the part it, we're saying is that you're paying someone to do those things for you. So obviously, if your girl's sitting at home doing that for free, then
y'all
obviously
not doing it for
it,
free.
But how is she
not doing it for free?
Rent's paid.
You're
for
not, but at the
rent.
Same time, it's still okay. Basically,
bills,
you're saying it's
food,
not a job because
clothes.
You don't get paid. Because you don't get paid like a paycheck. That's what I'm saying.
No, like, I'm saying it's not like a full-time job because it doesn't take a lot of effort to cook and clean around the house. That's
no,
what
no,
I'm
no.
Saying.
Okay, so hear me out. Hear me out on this. When you go to your job, right? Say, hypothetically, you're a contractor. You leave at 5 in the morning to go to your contracting job, right? And if the owner of the company calls you and is like, I'm going to pay you by buying your groceries and paying your electricity bill, are you going to be like, oh, that's cool. Thanks, man. Or are you going to be like, nah, I'm going to go somewhere where they're going to give me cash? Because it's the equivalency. When you sit there and say, oh, well, I'm paying the bills. No, that's not right. If you weren't,
I think
if you're taking care of your
point.
Household,
exactly.
That is your job. Is so why should a woman or a man, because, you know, nowadays, why should they be grateful just to be having the power bill paid and the, like, you know, and the food on their plate that they're making for you.
I'm confused on your position because I think you just agreed with Malcolm.
No,
you
I
just
think
made
that
my point.
If it's a full-time job to be a stay-at-home wife, because that's currently what I do. I work part-time whenever I feel like it.
But you work.
It is a full-time job because I cook, I clean. My husband comes home. I make sure I take his boots off. I make sure he never has to deal with clothes or paying the bills or anything. All he has to do is come home and bring money. That's it. Everything else I take care of. And I mean everything else. He literally has one job. It is to go out, come home with money.
Do you
that's
feel like
it.
That's equal for you guys?
I think I am blessed to have that as an opportunity. I have been both sides where I have been the primary breadwinner and still been the person at home taking care of everything. And now I have someone that is the primary breadwinner and I get the luxury of staying home and taking care of my life. It's granted, I can get everything done in a couple hours. There's times when I go full blown deep cleaning my house and I will be on my hands and knees scrubbing, you know, the ground.
Read that comment. Someone read that last comment.
Most chores take about 30 to an hour each, though.
Depends on how you clean your house.
Yeah, sounds like not a skill only issue.
That, and not only that, but we're going deeper into it.
Sounds like a skill issue to me.
You're not having to worry about when the bills are being paid. You're not worried about when the insurance are getting paid, when your car note's being paid, because we're handling all of that. You don't have to worry about, there's a spike in our electricity bill, how we're going to get that down. Or if the internet, for some reason, they changed our bill. You're not the one on the phone with them figuring it out, making sure that everything's within our budget.
I think we're adding pieces to the story that are like,
first of all, going payments are automatic. You don't have, I don't need you to keep track of the bills.
I think we're getting away from the base question. Like, we're adding stuff to the we're adding context to, you know what I'm saying? We're adding more and more.
That's what a stay-at-home mother is, a full-time
and a wife
job.
Does.
It's not a full-time job.
Full-time job to take care of somebody.
You do the laundry, you put it in the laundry machine.
So you just expect that takes a about woman an hour, to stay home and do your laundry and wash your dishes and that's it?
I didn't say I expect a woman to do anything, actually. Don't
but
put words in my mouth.
But that's the gist of what you think a stay-at-home wife does, right?
That's what you said they do.
Yeah, that's not what Malcolm said.
In our conversations, in our conversations that we've had in the past, you said, I'm at home cooking meals and cleaning the house. Is that what you said?
No, I went further into it where you weren't trying to listen, I'm taking care of the household. I'm making sure bills are paid. I'm making sure we're budgeting. I'm making sure that what we can afford, we have. Like, you're not having to worry about any of that. There's a lot more to being a stay-at-home wife than just cooking and cleaning. And I've tried to explain this to you before, but you can't get past just the cooking and cleaning.
I've heard every single argument you've made.
And if we're going to talk about it, let's also talk about if there's a child involved, that's a full-time job too.
Yeah, until they're ready to go to school. Got it. But I've heard what you said about the bills and stuff. And what my comment was about that was my bills and stuff are automatically paid. Like, I don't need you to keep track of it.
And
like,
if there's an issue,
there's no need to keep track of it.
So
if there's an issue, then I just call the person. Oh, what are you talking about?
Okay. Some people don't have the time for that.
You think that you can handle everything. You handle everything by yourself. Other men have a different mindset. Men have different mindsets, just like women. Some women would not want to be a stay-at-home. Like, that's just how it is. Either you're gonna think like you want a woman to take care of you, which some men want. They want that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And some men want their women to stay home and do wifey things. Mm-hmm. Some men want a woman that's gonna work. And they think that they can do their own shit at home. So if that's the case, that's just how you are. And that's just what we think. We think doing stuff at home is a lot, which it is for it. Like, for me, it don't take me 30 minutes to do one thing. It takes me way longer than that. First off, we don't have a dishwasher at my house. So I wash everything that comes in here dirty. I can't put it in a dishwasher. So
you are the dishwasher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
But at the same time, like,
I take care of, first off, I don't even have a husband, but I take care of my little brothers and my dad.
How long does it take you to wash dishes?
They don't clean up after. They throw everything on the ground. They throw their clothes where they leave them at.
But you're in a unique situation to you. So
okay, for me, I'm a stay-at-home wife, right?
I'm still trying to understand.
Hang on. Chet was about to say something. Go ahead, Chet.
Look, all the things that they're saying that they do for the house, those are all the things that you would do whether you were single as well. Like, I'm a single man. I still clean my house.
Mm-hmm. I work two jobs. I work two jobs. Go ahead.
So, for instance, those are basic necessity things that you do whether you have a man or not.
I feel like that's basic house etiquette too. Like, why are you cleaning your house every single day? How dirty are you living? A No, and B, you don't know how to take care of yourself. Like, you come home and you don't know how to take care of yourself. That's basic house and adult etiquette.
You don't live in your house. You don't make messes in your house.
And I make a mess, I clean it up. Like, I don't just leave it there. I'm not a child.
What I'm saying, though, like,
for instance, a child messes up something.
Well, he wasn't saying a child.
He was saying just a stay at home wife.
You're talking about not a child. They're right? adding a child.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, I'm just a stay at home wife.
Because I have a kid, so
yeah, I know. Well, you're talking about a situation that's
right.
Unique to
we
you.
We got to talk about one at a time. Yeah, it just starts crossing.
Mm-hmm.
So for stay-at-home wife, for me, my job is when my husband calls me and he's like, "Baby, I forgot X, Y, and Z. I am dropping whatever I'm doing. I'm on my way. Let me go get that for you." I am just an extension of him. Whatever he needs me to do is what I do. I also cook and clean. And take care of him, take care of Linda, pick up whatever anybody needs done. Anything that he doesn't have time to do because he's too busy working, providing, I pick up that slack wherever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what time it is. If he needs it done, I'm the one. He delegates it to me and tells me to do it, and I handle it.
So it goes back to my question before. Are you okay with that? I think, and there's a reason why I'm asking that.
Hang on.
There's a reason why I'm asking that. I'm asking that because in a relationship, it all depends on what works for that couple. You know what I'm saying? If that works for that couple, that's okay. Like, we're trying to put rules on everything, on every relationship. It has to be this way.
No, I've been on both sides. I have been a primary breadwinner, taking care of me, my ex, his kids. And then I have now been with someone that is the primary breadwinner and allows me to be in my feminine energy. And where I'm at home, primarily taking care of whatever comes up at the house front.
Okay.
You know, and on both sides, I definitely like the energy I'm in now, but it is a choice. Some women can't do it. Some women just need to be, you know, in the streets working and grinding it out.
Mm-hmm.
Some women thrive being a dandelion at home, being taken care of.
It's all a preference.
Yeah, it goes back to my original point that it all depends on the person and what works for you. And so I think
I'm just saying
we
like
were making
my,
things personal.
Yeah, and my whole point
was Malcolm was just trying to make a general question.
My whole point of this conversation was I keep seeing and hearing it's like, oh, it's because I deserve it. Like, I can't wait until I don't have to work anymore because I deserve it. I earned it. Like, no, nobody
well,
done
what
earned
women
or deserve
don't understand
shit.
Is it is a job to be at home. Because it's a certain expectations are put on you.
If it's taking you an
hour
to do your dishes,
it sounds like a
skill issue to
me. I don't think my husband would allow me to be a stay-at-home wife. I don't know if my husband would allow me to be a stay-at-home wife if I was the house was never clean.
Hey,
it was always dirty.
Hey,
like
all
he'd
I'm
be
saying,
like, again,
all I'm saying is if it takes you an hour and a half to clean dishes, that means that you're not doing your job efficiently enough and I'm firing you because I'm the boss. Anyways, that is enough for this episode. It's been a real one. Yes. Linda, Tay, Chad, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys for coming on the episode. I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys had a lot of fun. But we are at time. I am gonna close out the episode. Yeah, this has been the first episode of season 4. We back. Talk to me nice. You already know.
It's about to get hot this season.
Yeah, it's about to be a lot of fun this season. About to get spicy this season. I'm excited for it.
Let's do it.
So, yeah, it's been your boy, Mally K, MALII_KAY. You can follow me on all social media platforms at that handle. Go ahead.
All right, one more thing before we get out of here. I just really want to get this off my chest.
A lot of the time.
Yeah. I just want to say this one thing.
Let me go ahead.
I just want to say one thing for all y'all niggas, niggas that be acting hard. It's Happy Valentine's Day. Don't be happy. Yeah. Happy Love Day. Happy Glove Day. It's Happy Valentine's Day. Stop trying to add different shit so you don't say Happy Valentine's Day. It's all the same thing. Happy Valentine's Day. That's all you got to say. Simple. You don't got to say Happy V-Day, Happy Love Day. Stop trying to sell hard. It's okay. So you got tough. Love. It's okay. We all got love.
Who hurt you?
Bro? I'm just saying. I'm tired of this. Maybe do a Happy B-Day, bro. Happy Born Day. Happy Birthday. They can just say Happy Birthday.
Pissed off Will, man.
Hey, man. But anyway, it's your boy, Will with the Visuals. I am Will _ Visuals. One more time. I am Will _ Visuals.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
Go ahead, Chet.
To do with three, Chet, and I'm talking about E3, bitch. You can find me on TikTok, CH3D _KWITB.
Go ahead, Tay.
I don't know what to say, bye.
What?
Yo, I like Tay, yo. I like Tay, yo. She ain't changed for nobody.
Go ahead, Linda.
Bye, motherfuckers. It's okay. Linda Hope.
That's been season 4, episode 1 of Talk to Me Nice. And we're out.